Hello. Okay, guys, this is Tough Exterior, and I'm going to be doing Penny's December questionnaire because it's cute and it's fun. So, first question, a snowy covered cabin or a beach house on a hot day? I'm definitely going to go with a snowy covered cabin. I've only seen snow like maybe four times in my life and barely any snow at that point. Like, I don't think I've ever seen snow get past my ankles. And that was a good snow. I see plenty of ice. It just ices here. Plus, I love cabins. Oh, man. Like, we're talking old lady, retirement, dream, cabin in the woods. Anyway, did I celebrate Christmas growing up? What were some of my traditions? I did celebrate Christmas growing up. My traditions were my dad being super awkward about receiving gifts and eating Christmas dinner so late. Sorry, Christmas lunch so late that it was Christmas dinner. What is the best and the worst present I've received? Best present would probably have to be, this really cool, at least it was cool at the time, 5-disc CD player that my parents gave me one Christmas. And it had like an auxiliary input. And it was just really cool. I liked having a bunch of CDs. I liked that it had a timer because at the time, I liked going to sleep to music. I think I mentioned in another questionnaire that like my room kind of like freaked me out because it made weird popping sounds at night, and it sounded like young Tuff thought that, I don't know, there's something creepy in her ceiling. So, going to sleep with music helped me ignore that. Have since just figured out that we had weird wiring in our house. Worst present I've ever received. Guys, Christmas is all just kind of blur together for me. Because we don't have any big traditions or make any big like hubbubs about anything, it really just all kind of melds into winter. You don't do anything special, so I can't really remember any bad gifts I've received. I guess that means I've never received anything like truly horrible then, because I would remember it, you know? Okay, best and worst gifts I've given. Okay, so this could either fall into best or worst, depending on who you are. Sorry, I'm whispering because I don't want him to hear it. I bought my boyfriend a Tenga egg because obviously all the gentlemen on here really enjoy them. And they're cheap, and I thought it would be a funny gag gift. I'm very excited for it to come in the mail. They're just really cool, guys. They're really, really cool. So that can either fall into best or worst. You're gonna have to tell me what you think of that. I'm also getting him like an actual Christmas gift this year, but I really just want to hand him that and just see what his reaction is when I tell him what it does and what it is. Okay, next question. Fuck, marry, kill Santa, Herbie, or the Grinch? Marry Santa. You just gotta marry him. Look at that jovial, happy face. He is just going to cuddle you all the other nights out of the year, except for Christmas. He's gotta go on Christmas, but he will snuggle you all day. And you'll be Mrs. Claus. So you'll be like all plump for the snuggling too. I'm gonna kill Herbie the Elf because I don't know who he is. And stranger danger, guys. Stranger danger. And we're gonna fuck the Grinch. Because, yeah, I just feel like he'd have a lot of energy in bed. I don't know what I if I could handle that much hair, though. I mean, he's completely covered. He's definitely not human. What's my favorite movie or TV show to watch in December? Without a doubt, that's gonna be Love Actually. I really like Love Actually. It's got Alan Rickman. Oh, it's gonna be hard to watch it this year. I went on an Alan Rickman binge earlier this year when he passed. That was this year, right? It wasn't last year, it was this year. It's still awful. Anyway, it's just a great movie. Also, The Holiday. That one's really good. It's the only movie where Jack Black gets the girl. Come on, Jack Black needs to get the girl. He's awesome. Do I enjoy drinking eggnog while carolers aggressively sing at my front door? I have never seen a caroler in real life. I just really have not. And I'm going to assume that I would enjoy it because I like hearing people sing. But if they can't sing, I'm going to hate it. So let's hope that they're talented. I also have never really had eggnog. I think I had it like once and it just tasted gross. Maybe I had a bad one. I think I should try it again. Tell us a really good Christmas joke. Okay, guys, my jokes are awful. Nobody wants to hear my jokes. I'm going to save you the trouble. And I already Googled one. And it's perfect. It's perfect for GWA, okay? I hope nobody's told this one already because it's literally the first thing that came up for Christmas jokes. Why is Santa so jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live. Yeah, I went there. I'm sorry, guys. I love you. I went there. Tell us a fun story about myself that either involves December, Christmas, or winter in general. December, Christmas, or winter in general. Oh, man, this is when I realize how incredibly boring my life is. Well, a couple of years ago, the day after Christmas, I went on a vacation to Taos, New Mexico, which I had never been to before and was really, really nice. And I went skiing. Technically snowboarding. It doesn't really matter because the whole point of getting better at snowboarding is so that you can go higher and you can go down the slopes, right? Like, you get better so you can go on bigger and bigger slopes. I guess I didn't really think it through because I got up to the bunny slope and guys, I'm afraid of heights. Like, when I was down at the bottom, it didn't look that bad. But then at the top, I would like snowboard for 10 feet and then fall down and then snowboard for another 10 feet and then fall down. And honestly, towards the end, I just sat on my butt and literally scooted my way down the slope because heights, man. Like, I almost had a minor panic attack on the ski lift on the way up. I didn't realize it was gonna be that high. Yeah, I don't think that I will repeat that. So that's my story. Okay, guys. I really hope that you understand this next part. Sing a Xmas song or read us an Xmas inspired poem. Normally I would go with poems because poems are fantastic. But I have a little reference from something that I want to throw in here. And I really hope that you guys get it because otherwise I'm just going to seem like a raving lunatic. So I'm going to sing a song. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Feel it in my toes. Love is all a fuck, wait, fuck a shit, ass, head, and hole. So, that is my very random reference. And I'm not going to give you anything more than that because I've already given you enough. So I hope that you get it, and if you do, then we can be best friends. We can be best friends even if you didn't get it. I like friends. I like people. If I could give gifts to five or more GWAers, what would the gifts be and who would I give them to? I'm not gonna single anybody out because I just feel like that's a little mean. Everybody wants a nice Christmas, right? So I am going to give mic upgrades to all of those who need mic upgrades. Yep, that's gonna be my gift. Because that helps everybody. That makes everybody happy because I get to listen to wonderful new audios, whether they be more questionnaires or singing or like regular content. And everybody gets new equipment that's shiny and bright and new and works better than their last stuff. And what is my big Christmas gift this year? Okay, so realistically, I really need a new cell phone. My cell phone. So, I do photography for fun and for like really cheap for friends for like graduations and like baby showers, and I have actually done a couple of weddings and that was fun. And I lost my good phone a while ago during a shoot. It fell out of my back pocket I left it in my back pocket like an idiot. And at the time I was just like so stupidly broke that I just bought the cheapest phone I could find that was decent, and man, it is a piece of shit. It's a piece of absolute shit. So I really, really need a new phone. Like the other day I was late to work because it just frazzled out on me in the middle of the night and just turned itself off. Because I don't sleep through alarms. I'm too paranoid about it. So it's hurting me now. Unrealistic gift. Dream. I really need new clothes. I really need and want new clothes. All of my clothes are super old. They're not super old, but they're... Like, all of my shoes, except for, like, one or two pairs, are probably about 2 years old, and they're all showing it, just because... I don't know, I guess I just spent all of my money on, like, other stuff. I don't know, it doesn't really matter. They all work. It's all fine. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this. This was definitely just the most random little ramble. Thank you for listening. Penny, thank you for posting this. And you guys have a good rest of your night.